Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing but praise. Nothing.
But praise for him. Hallelujah. Give him glory tonight. This God that we serve, he is worthy. Hallelujah. Glory be unto his mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Brian, let's do it one more time.
Lord, you gave me a home, and you gave me my family. You gave me two hands for to lift up and to praise you. You gave me to be, to walk in your footsteps. I have nothing but praise for you.
Come on, Randy.
Well, you gave me life and life more abundantly when you filled
glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Has the Lord done some things for you? Hallelujah. Glory. He's done so much. All we can do is praise Him. Hallelujah. Give Him glory, saints. Give Him glory. His name is worthy. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise Your holy name, Lord. We magnify You, Jesus. We glorify You. We lift up Your mighty name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
But praise
glory. Hallelujah.
For You, Lord. For nothing but praise for You. When I
God, praise God. Hallelujah. Well then, saints, my
God.
Just as much of a testimony as it was the first time I ever sang. You see, I thought number one would surely be me, and I thought I would be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk, Lord, without you holding my hand. No, I can't. No, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh, the mountains too high, in the valleys too wide. Oh, down on my knees, oh, I learn to stand, because I can't. Could do a lot on my own. Oh, yes. And I thought I could make it. Thought I could make it all alone. I did. And sometimes I thought of myself,
yes, yes,
as a mighty, mighty big man. But Lord Jesus, I can't even walk again. I know I can't even walk, Lord. I've said I can't even walk without you. I thought I could do a lot on my own. Lord, I thought I could make. Thought I could make it all alone. And you know I thought of myself as a mighty, mighty big man. But now I know that I can't even walk. No, I can't even walk. No, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. No, I can't even walk without.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the hardest thing for the Christian to learn, is that we cannot do it without Him. Well, I can't even walk
without you holding me. In the valley to wide, oh, down on my knees, would I learn to stand, because I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Sing it again, sing it again.
No,
and why should my heart be lonely and long for him on my own? When Jesus is my portion,
Jesus is my portion.
Oh, my comfort friend is he. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over.
Send that course again.
Oh,
We bless his holy name. He is worthy of the praise. He's worthy. I will adore it forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning. Older. I declare in the name of my love to you. The mercy and you, everyone. Holy Spirit, I have come over the throne of grace to ask for mercy and forgiveness. Have mercy upon me. Forgive me of all my sins. Let this boy bring new mercies. I pray that the blood of Jesus wash away my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Holy Spirit, I need you every second, moment, and moment of my life. Can I make without you? You are my lifeline. I surrender totally and completely to you. Holy Spirit, have your way in my life. I need more grace to walk in your world. Clothe me with your grace. With your grace, I will make it. Thank you for your grace and mercy. I thank you for your armor, the armor of God and the armor of light. I put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, the shield of salvation that you it is what you I need your wisdom, which is the simple thing. You are with me. Be the evil world. I suppose all my purpose for my life against the plan and purpose of the evil one. Lord, I thank you. I praise you for deliverance. Healing. Most of all things, Lord, I thank you for all your goodness and love to Jesus. You are so good to me. I praise you and love and I amen. Father, once again, we welcome the Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Surrender completely and totally to you. Your perfect will be done. We bow down to you, Holy Spirit. We have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. We thank for your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. We bless you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, Holy Spirit. Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to King Kings. Glory to Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha. Glory to the Omega. Glory to the beginning. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Father, we glorify you. We thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless him. We praise him. We worship him. In the beauty of your goodness, have your way, Jesus. Have your way. Thank you, Jesus. And all God speaks it. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. This song is sure. This is not my year. This song is not my year. So I'm going to play this. So this, oh, okay, let me play it now. Probably the network is going down a little bit, but let's try. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortune of glory divine. Oh, I'm an heir of salvation. I'm purchased by God. I'm born of His Spirit. I'm washed in His blood.
This is my story. This is my song. Praising my
oh. dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. Now I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Hallelujah. Father, this morning we just want to say thank you and praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name. Your name deserves all the praises, the thanksgiving, the blessings. We adore you, Jesus. We worship you. We come boldly to the throne of grace, Lord, and repent of all our sins, sins of omission and sins of commission, O God. Father God, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us, O God, from all our righteousness. Create in us a clean heart. I mean, you are the right spirit within us. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, our body, our souls, and spirit with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith that our Lord is great against truth. We ask him, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we thank you that you are a wall of fire around us and you are the glory within us. O Father God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith in our Lord's girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to send divine angelic assistance to minister to us, to assist us as we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for such a beautiful and a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Mark chapter 2. And he entered Capernaum after some days. And it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately, many others again, so that on which paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw that, he said to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven." And some of the scribes said, "What does this mean? Who can say that God alone? But that you may know that the Son of Man has put on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house." Immediately he arose, took up his bed, went out in the presence of also that they all were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." So many things to speak. Hallelujah. Capernaum, he had been there several times. He had come to the kid. When he was there before, there was a lot of Jesus, signs, wonders, and miracles. So when the press her and put her in and press her, then Jesus was there and they were determined. You and get well. You do you see you did the one you saw full friend and go to right there and gonna do the thing just for Jesus to heal that friend, Atlantic friend. They leave power the power of Jesus. And you that friend came and came to Jesus that the friend would get well. So you see all four of them had the same thing. All four thinking it was off. You know that people together up and one person would say you friends with faith. Four friends to believe Jesus. Four friends to arrange for what do you love? Friends, it's even with problem. A few, maybe a blood, but when you have four friends. Four, come again. Four, you did it. Love, one person. It's not all one person. One person was in one part of the thing, the next part, and then they're three, four, climbing up, and they're very careful. Careful to make sure that their friend get healed. They're going above and beyond. Unity is so important in the body of Christ. Many times, things do not get accomplished because we are not unified in spirit, not only within ministries, it starts from families. It starts from family when you have oneness. In fact, it starts from a mother and a father that one that accepted it because my parents disrespected kids at home. Parents have a lot of responsibility. It's not only just having the children, but teaching the children about oneness, unity, and love. Love. These four friends, love. They didn't say four relatives, four friends. Sometimes your friends are even closer to you than your relatives. Sometimes you're above and beyond. Than your relatives. But regardless, whichever way, families, just because we're to love, not treat together a friend in need. And I know things are not I was one of the kids. They would tell her, and I said, okay, I was saying, all of you to have a group, everybody in a group or in a family, or in whatever, you will always say, okay, give you a sense, but don't tell the other people, okay, but if you're in a group together, talk to the group of people and people talk and then friends. But if you have said word to the you have said word to the leader. Body is to do it and then look right this, of course. Do you think I will bless you? Dad, really? You know, my God bless you for you get $1 million. But I bless you. Because if you did and you just do anybody because she acts like herself. That makes it very bad. That one person I care for, that family, that one whole group people. Look at all of us in group. Who let Miss Brown, Miss Sammy Miss Scott, and gave me this $100 or $20? What happened to the leader? You support. You see the jump up to the other. It makes the other person plant seed of the somebody better than the person that you give in the picture will come and say, take it. And so we do things and we do it. We don't realize that we do things to cause disharmony and chaos in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ. And we believe. So you saw for wisdom, people do that. Wisdom. Lord, how do I do this? Well, of course, there's harmony. Well, of course, confusion. How do I do this? We gotta ask, we gotta learn to go to God. We need to ask for wisdom in doing things. Nobody said to not be nice to people. But if you're in a group, if you're part of a group, if you met a person in a group, if you form a relationship with a person in a particular group, you want to be a blessing to the person from it. But let us, do you want to join us a blessing this person? Do you want to have that seed to be a blessing? But it's sneaking and doing. And then you put this harmony, this court, a person that you give seed to, and you give the heart to. That person would think, I do not like them, I do not want. You see, this is what we do. What saved? Is that what God is supposed to do? This love that was a supposed to the each group was supposed to have something. Lady and who is like pure perfect a baby? Of God had given us instruction. I couldn't have said God gave it. Who had done it by ooh? I didn't need to it. Oh, let me get my. No, I didn't do it. I had to tell everybody joy. You could bless. Do that, you not be selfish. I could have. Even after I placed my seat, I didn't have to pray to God to ask for extension. Because I want everybody to be that. I have to do that. Look, whatever. Since I was supposed to do it, the whole bit I was saying, because we want everybody to be that. We come up of if I want to do something outside that. It is a but I store human beings as these first people. That's how we are. No, your circumcision. You submitted your heart of people. And it's be careful how the words we speak. You can call a person to find out how they do it, but you don't have to sow discord. You don't have to do it. It is wrong. In the body, it's wrong. If you can't do something to help people, to break them down, to cause confusion, to cause chaos, you don't know what is going on in that by trials and tribulation. You do not know. Jesus, I'm looking at those four friends. They were all in unity, love, one accord, and their friends got healed. Jesus healed their friends. They broke the barriers. Then they didn't say, they said four friends. They didn't say one got the accolades. All four of them, I'm sure all four are blessed because of what they did. This is something we in our families, we want to be the one everybody like. We gossip about one person to the other. We don't want to be the best. We want to be the one. The couple said, you will be what is right. Jesus Christ, the first Son of the Spirit. Men with that child, so why are you trying to impress men? This what man will do for you is temporarily do what you do should be done for Jesus. And Jesus will never tell you to sow discord. God is he's a peacemaker. He's a God of peace. He's a peacemaker. He's not a confusionist. When we do those things, we act like Satan in the Garden of Eden. I was trying to do my best. No, you weren't trying to do your best. You could have prayed. You could have prayed. You could have asked God for wisdom. Yesterday, I had a decision to make. I could have made a decision in a negative way because of how I was feeling, but I prayed, and the Holy Spirit spoke. He was in this way. A soft God want us on the court as you said. So we did this before because I experienced it. That's so we go back to Christ and say, Lord, we pay by such a day. We don't want my life. We want my that's why people don't have inner peace. That's why people cannot get healed. We get that healed when we have inner peace. We don't see blessings because our hearts are desperately wicked. Desperately wicked. I say, I will take that heart from you and I will give you. I don't have a study heart. When you do this, you make it. What you do? What are the results? What are you cooking? Send a heart that you will read the law in that heart. So write that law. What is that law? Love. You need that peace. So this and you tell the person to tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell you. Somebody not saying, but God sees. Yeah, get all the things that we pray. Oh God, and oh God, and your heart will keep. Because you have sold this word, your family, your church family, your personal biological family, your ministry family, you called this court, you have broken ministries up, you have done so much, and you smile. Everybody, And you wanted, if God was checking out, if God was in the show, you a real course. Video assistants, people that come into the prayer line, people that come into the radio, people want to be, and so you, because of your calls, you just call people. It's a tip. You're trying to get somebody doing well. You're not trying to see. You're trying to gossip. It is wrong. Seek peace. The Bible says, it's the all in. Hebrews 12, without all in it. You are God's grace. We want God every time we treat others. Love God, all your heart, soul, and mind. How would you Tabernacle Ministries anniversary celebration begins 12 noon this afternoon instead of 7 because we have a guest speaker from Liberia, the Apostle Jonathan was my a first cousin. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless God. We praise God. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we want you to join us at 12 noon. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I am Apostle Marco Burapoyu. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. God bless you.